Tessim and Olive, a little past halfway down the page. Amr Abaya, Mano Aminullah. So you have this Machlekes between Rabba and Abaya about Ben Lechayim. Rabba said it's Mota, Abaya said it's Asr. Rabba brought his proof, which Abaya responded to. Now Abaya is going to bring his proof why he believes that it's Asr. The Amr of Chama Bargriya, Amr Rav. The Pesach itself, if you case it, you'd have an opening of the Mavui, and it has two Petzim coming from the two. Here's your Mavui, and there's walls on both sides. No, we did this already. Petzim, yeah. You're in the next piece of Gemara. Okay. Yeah, Amalei. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua the Rava. It's about 10 lines up from the bottom. Va'atlu Sisperu de Ben Lechayim Asur. You don't hold the area of Ben Lechayim is Asur. It's correct. Va'omer Rabba Barbachan Omer Birchon Mobi Sheritz by Ben Lechayim Pachas Pachas Gidalit. So you should have a picture there in your Gemara where you have a Mobi. At the end of the Mobi, there were a series of Lechis. Each one, one in front of the other, towards the end of the Mavi. And there was a gap between them. And the gap was more than 3 Tvachim and less than 4.
So less than 4 Tvachim.
Okay. So according to Rosh Hashanah, which we had before, that 4 Tvachim is Lavud. So it's considered one long Lechi. According to Rabbanon, that three is already not Lovin anymore. They're considered independent. So, Bono the Machlokes of Shimon Gamil, but Rabbanon, this case would be part of the Machlokes of Shimon Gamil and Rabbanon. The Shimon Gamil, the Omer, Armin and Lovud, he holds that we say Lovin in that situation. So, it's one big Lechi. So, Mishnamish Ad Kuda Hapni Mishal Lechi. You can be mishdamish until the inner end of this of the innermost lechi, shalechi hapanimi, of the most innermost of lechi. It's all one lechi, and you're only allowed to carry until the beginning of the lechi. So you have to stop carrying by the beginning of the first lechi, towards the back. Rabbanon the Amri Lermin and Lovut, the Chum say you do not say Lovut, so we ignore all the early ones because they're not part of the lechi. And the last one on the way out, one closest to the outside, is the lechi. Mishamish ad chuda hapanimi shal chitzin. You're allowed to be mishamish until the inner edge of the last one, the outermost one towards the Rishus Rabin.
Does it matter that all of these lechayim stick out into the mavoi the same amount?
Should make a difference. Okay. But you see clearly, according to you, Rava, you're allowed to carry Ben Lechayim. This argument is an irrelevant argument. Ben Lechayim, the Kuliyam Osir, you see that the area of Ben Lechayim is Osir. Rava, so the Rava gives the same answer as before. Hosam Nami, the Pesuach LeKarmelis. The case was it that it was opening out not into Rosh Hashanah, but to a Karmelis. So Rava's argument was that the area of Ben Lechayim is considered a Mokum Patur, but since it's opening to the Carmelis, it's considered the Mokum Patur becomes bottled to the Carmelis. Rosh Hashanah in my shorty, but had it been Rosh Hashanah, you tell me it's Mutter. So you see, we have the same problem we had before. It's not logical that we should be so makel when it's dealing with a deraisa, allow you to carry. And then with the Rabbanon, we're going to be machmer. It's like the citizen is lowly, and the alien is way up there in Shemayim. Versus in, yes, that's okay, because Motzim Minas Minu B'Neir, it becomes an extension of the same minute, and it arouses it. So that's Rava's answer. Rav Ashi is going to give another answer, but let's see Rashi already. I would like to believe that we're current on the Rashis. Yeah. Yeah, Abba Pasuk Lushasarabim. No. Ba'alus Hispara. So Hotan Rashi is at six lines down the white lines. Ba'alus Hispara, the Ben Lachayim, the Rebirchen, and his Osir. You don't hold that it's going to be Osir. But we have, because remember, they're going to Rebirchen. Rebirchen said, Puktan on the Bra. The Bryce has said, Ben Lachayim, and Tachazakara, Nidin Kikarmelis. And that, Rechon said that no, that's incorrect. And that came by and said that's only by Tachazakara, Ben Lachayim. It is a problem. Rabbi said even Ben Lachayim, also Rechon was saying it's mutter. So going to Rechon is the person who says this member. Starting from the outside, moving towards the back. B'shtayim b'sholosh amos, two or three amos. And the gap, each one was pochas me'arbosh, ein ben lechi, the lechi dalet, al v'yesh b'nein gimel. The gap is more than three, but less than four. So b'nein l'mechayis, b'shemen gamil, b'nein b'nein. If they go the out, which we called them before that they argue, b'mishloish about dalet, yamin alav v'alav. Whether an area from three to four allows us to say lo but or not. Verse Machlokas on the maiden, so we could derive from that Machlokas the following. Shap Hechsher Mavizeh Yesh Machlokas Beneim. The argument would apply over here also. Now Rabbi Yechon of Mefarash Milsei, Rabbi Yechon did not explain what his thought process was, how he felt they're arguing. But Hashem Mefarash Rav Huna Ben Rav Yeshua. So Rav Huna Ben Rav Yeshua picks up and says, "Okay, so what did he mean?" The argument is in the area which is corresponding to the lechi. The Rav Shimon havakulu kichad lechi. It's all one lechi, since each one is less than four tefachim apart. If you're only allowed to carry to the inner edge of the innermost lechi, there and onwards, it's ben lechayim, which is osur. It's not one lechi because there's no lovet over here. It's more than three. But the chachitz and mishteri mavi, so it means the outermost lechi is what permits the mavi. Therefore, you're allowed to carry to the inner edge of the last one. But only corresponding to the last lechi on the way out is where the area of Ben Lechayim is. But very clearly, I'm a Rabbi Yechon, Ben Lechayim, Osir. But the current Rabbi Yechon, he said the area which corresponds to the lechi is Osir. Ben Lechayim, Rabbi Yechon, and Mutter, my Shech, and Plutayah, the Rabbi Shimon, Rabban, and Lahacha. If they hold his mutter, so it's an irrelevant argument. Whether it's one or independent, you're allowed to carry there. So either way, you're allowed to carry. So what's the problem?
Morning, have a green.
Okay, so that is.
Good morning. So good morning. With a Korah, it's the. Assuming the Korah's within the level.
So Rechon is saying that the Kar is mutter, the Ben Lachayim is also.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if you have both, I guess the Korah overrides.
If you would have both, the Kar would make a mutter, yeah. Okay. So that's how Rava himself seems to answer the question. But that's based on Rav Huna Ben Yeshua's interpretation of what Rechon meant. This is how Rava answered. Comes Rav Ashi. The case, there was again. Rabbi Yochanan said what he said in a case where there more than three and less than four. So according to Rabban, it's not loved. According to Shimon ben Gamliel, it is loved. We're going to get involved in the machlokes. He didn't explain what he meant. So we assume what he meant was the case that the area which there were these lechis, these multiple lechis, were which had this gap between them. Was covering was two or three amos. Because Rashi says, no, because she writes by l'chayim pochus mi'arba b'meshach arba almas. There is a series of lechis, one behind the other, going towards the back of the mavi. Each one more than three tefachim, but less than four. But it extended for four amas. So we already had before on Daf Hey that once it's Dalet Amos, if the doorway itself is Dalet Amos, we look at the doorway itself as its own independent Mavli. So now, so according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Omer Amrinum Lavud, Havale Mavli, the Sarek Lechayach Latiroi, could be Ben Lechayim or Ledekir, like Ravu. But the problem here, it's a brand new Lechi, it's a brand new Mavli, because it's four amas long. So it becomes its own mavi, so Mela needs a lechi. According to Rabbanon, the main lawyer in love, but it's not love because there's more than three talking between each lechi. Okay. So that's how we're going to answer Rava. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Amar Lo Elam Ben Lachayim Lebirchadon is Mutar. Really, Rav is right that Ben Lachayim you're allowed to carry. V'hai Da'amar Lebirchadon the Shaykh of Plutai of the Rav Shimon V'Rabbanon Lohachak going to have a Meshach with Tzivah Zud Al Aramis Baruch HaMavi, that this series of Lachayim one behind the other with the gap of more than three and less than four extended all the way for four Amis going backwards to the back of the Imavi. Rav Shimon, who says Yesh Lovud B'Pochus Midalad Havul Kuchad Lechi, it's one big Lechi. Lorin Liel Dalad Amos Nidim Mishum Mavi B'Yatzim Taras Lechi. Once it's four Amos long, it's not a Lechi. It is, it's a Mavi. Tzarek Lechi Yachal Atiroi Mavi Zeh Shebein Lechayayim. So this area, Ben Lechayim, becomes a Mavi, and it's a Nidalechi. Now, Alba Milechi HaPenimi Ve'elech Mi Ushur L'Tule B'Mavi T'Lehanu Vare Nira Lechi V'Oivyav Nidim B'Lehem V'Oivyav Nidim Lehem B'Lechi Rinita B'Mavi Kach Shumat. I heard from my Rebbeim that this Din of Lechi Archa Latiroi, that it means the area Ben Lechayim, the area of the, if the lechi is 4 amas long, that becomes a mavui and it needs another lechi, but it doesn't mean that it's not matched to the rest of the mavui. So whatever's behind it, the mavui is mutter. Because you're standing in the mavui, you see this thing on the side, which looks like a lechi. But you get to the area, which is the lechi itself, which is 4 amas wide, 4 amas long, so you say, this looks like a mavui. So I have, we need, it's in the mail, it needs its own lechi. That's how he heard from his rebbein. Rashi, well, even the lefilim, may pinim, lefilim, ain't no need to, and Rashi says that, the Rashi understands that even, the, no, you can't carry it all. Once this becomes a, once this becomes a lechi for amos long, so that there's no lechi. It's not a lechi there. That's the walls of a mavi. So there's nothing to be mad to the mavi. And it's a lechi hapnim lefnim lebirchad enam matzah klal. Al rabbanon kol chad b'chad b'api nafshehu a mystery mavi b'lechi kam. So so it becomes a mutter. Okay, now, the Mora wants to ask a new question. Fine, we've answered Rava. Furthermore, Kasha.
Sorry, did Rashi just say that if it's at the end of the mutter, there's a narrowed section that's 4 amot or longer, that in the rest of the mutter you can't carry?
Correct. That's not a lechi. That's a narrowing of the mutter.
So you'd need a lechi and you'd place it
all the way at the end of the narrow area.
All the way at the end of the narrow area, and that would then matter both?
Correct.
Okay, now the next step of the Gemara is like this. This series of L'chayayim, which the case was that we're saying that he placed a series of L'chayayim at the outermost edge and then inwards. So if one of them extends out, the outermost one extends out a little bit beyond the walls of the Mavud, which was a common issue because he didn't put it exactly perfectly adjacent. Would that be matter the Mavud or not? In other words, that they say, yes, this is part of the whatever, since it's according to the Rishon Megamliel, it's 4 amos long. It's love, but it's 4 amos long, so it's one big item. But even though that's true, but the part which extends out, only part of it extends out, so that really should be counted as the lechi, independent of the rest of it.
This is extending out into either the karma portion or being whatever's outside.
Correct. Furthermore, Kasha, Shimon ben Gamliel, the heavy kinir b'chutz v'shava b'ifnim, let it be equivalent to the case where it's visible from the outside of the mavi, but inside the mavi it's not visible. It's flat inside, literally. So this case is visible, but we say it's visible in a way which doesn't give it a heter of a lechi because it's too long. It's 4 amos long. But the part which extends, only part of it extends, so we can ignore the rest of it and say the part extends is a lechi, which is matir. The same way a case where if you'd place the whole lechi, the lechi would only be placed in such a way that it's visible from the outside, but it's not visible from the inside, then that's a valid lechi. So this should be the same thing. So, do they have a picture? Yeah, they have a picture. Okay. To the picture here. If you have a sweep, if you can get the picture over here, the last one is extending out a little bit past the mavi. And we're saying, well, that last one's so a person walking in the street, he doesn't see all of them, but he sees that last one sticking out, that little part sticking out, so that's the lechi. Okay. So Morris says, so why is it also? The Morris says, Midi hu time el Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan talking. Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Rishon Gamliel, it's also. You ask me, Bishu Mutter. And Haki also, Rav and Omer Rabbi Yochanan, near me, Bechut Shabbatim, Eno Nidim Mishum Lechi. Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is that that's not a Lechi. So that answers the question. Okay. And the Mor is going to bring now. The Mor is going to move now into that machlokes, that discussion of it. Let's see Rashi. With Rabbi Shimon, he nami the kulochad. Even though it's one long, we count it as one long item. The nidim mishum mavi, therefore becomes like a mavi. If you lochi, hechi shomer Rabbi Yochanan, meaner Rabbi Shimon, the boy lechi arch letir. Why would you say you need another lechi? Listri hay mavi benir bechutz shavu b'efnim. It should be mutter because it's visible from one direction. You're allowed it to extend a little bit out towards the outside. That was a standard they used to do. They used to put it, always extend it a little bit different, but it should be visible from both directions. That's a lechi there. The man of Moshe says, "Roichev halechi halom mikosei mavi." Because if you don't extend the lechi partially into the Rishus Rabbi mat, but rather you place it on b'shavu lehem, if you place it only within the confines of the mavi itself and not extending out into the Rishus Rabbi, if you're standing outside, all it looks like is near a commosive arochiv ovi kosel hamovi, menon nikra mi bachuch shulechi. And on the outside, I just look at that the wall on one side is a little thicker than the wall on the other side. That's all I see. I don't see that this thing necessarily ends behind it and it's a lechi. Menon nikra mi bachuch shulechi, elam mi bifnim nikra The inside, you're walking, you see the wall, and you see this thing sticking, shutting out. But on the outside, you don't see that. So therefore, they would normally extend it out into Rishon LeZion a little bit, or into the Carmelis a little bit, to make it visible from both directions that there's a lechi here. Well, once that's true, Kim the Rishon Ksosa Nimshak Lechutz. Once one is sticking out, even though you later on add all these other lichayim, which according to Mishim Nil makes it so close, it becomes like a long wall of four amos. So mia lishteri mavi bahu blita kamaisa and iris mubachutz. We should allow the mavi with that part which extends out. If it's not visible from inside, it's visible from outside, it's also enough to make it a lechi. So Moran says, "Media time coming me maswina high to yufta el Rabbi Yechonon the yolif beloved Rabbi Shimon psula lahimavi." The whole issue is in Rabbi Yechonon, who understands according to Rabbi Shimon that there would be a problem. It's considered a love, but it's not a good lechi. Rabbi Yechonon and Hosein Anidin he'll mean a love, boy lechi echrina. Nothing more. It's Mari. Back in the Gemara, about 9 lines down. Near me, b'fnei m'shabim m'vachutz. The first case is where from the outside it's not visible. Which Rashi says normally they try to avoid that case. But let's say they set it in such a way where it's not, from the outside it's not visible. They put it. The end of the lechi is flush with the end of the mavi. So from the outside, all you see is a thicker wall. But inside, you see that the wall is going. All of a sudden, there's this item sticking out from the wall.
If the lechi doesn't have to be full height,
10th falcon.
So the wall may be considerably more.
Correct. We generally don't see it. We need the hacker should be lower down. Because sometimes walls get thinner as they go up. So again, that's not clear from somebody from the outside exactly what it is.
But you may see the top and bottom corners. But you know, it's a piece of the wall that stays out extra, but only this section.
I seem to recall somebody talks about that. That kind of makes it nearer. But I don't remember what they said in it. So I can't recall what this thing is. I have to look it up. Okay, so he said, "Near me, if the mashavim v'chutz is near mishum lechi." Everybody agrees that that's a valid lechi. Near me, v'chutz mashavim v'fneim. What about it's the outside, not on the inside? What's the lechi? Reb Chiya, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe. It's because in Reb Chiya, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe. Chadam near mishum lechi. Chadam ainu near mishum lechi. We don't know who said what. We know once it's a valid lechi, once it's not. Okay, we'll see Rashi. We'll see how Rashi learns the case, and then Machlok is Achrenim how to learn Rashi. Okay. And the Mor wants to know which one said which. Chistayim, I'm going to bring you a proof. Reb Chiya, who the Amr needed Mishum lechi. Reb Chiya is the one who said it is a valid lechi. You have a wall, one of the walls of the mavui, which the wall itself became thinner. And one side became thinner than the other side. So, let's say it happened in an abrupt fashion. Made the wall out of a double layer of bricks, parallel layers of bricks, and over here you only have one layer. So the thickness of the wall became less. Yeah, picturing that. Yeah.
Because it had been one side is thinner the whole way up? Or?
In other words, if this is your mavoi,
yes.
So there's a wall over here, let's say it's this thick.
Yes.
The wall over here also is this thick, but right at the edge of the mavoi, it becomes this thick.
Oh, okay.
So it, in essence, really became like a lechi.
I'm going to say it's less than four amos long, the thinner part.
And let's say it's less than 4 amos long. So he brought this brisa. Ben shenir mi bechutz u'shavim mifnim. Ben shenir mi bechutz u'shavim mifnim. Didn't mishum lechi. So he brought this brisa. It's not Rukhiya talking himself. So he bring a brisa. Says that either way, that's a valid lechi. Or it says tisayin. That's a good proof. The more says. Well, is that a valid proof? Let's think for a second. We know the Birkin, we just quoted Birkin, Birkin says no. That if it's near me, Bechutz, Beshava me, Bifnim, it's not a valid lechi. But what the Brachin says that it is. Birkin, Milo Shmile, oh, he didn't know this price. That's not true. We assume Al Shmile, well, it's Sabrlo. He knew the price, he felt that, but the price wasn't definitive. Not all brises which were quoted, like we have so many times that they had corrected brises. Like the one brought before, the Tana quoted the brise of Ben Chayim. It's also, Tavz of Karim Ben Chayim is also, and the Berkha that put Tana the Broad, go teach the brise somewhere else. It's not true. So it means that the Amoroyim, based on their understanding of the halacha, sometimes would feel that a brise was not an authoritative brise. So Berkha felt it wasn't authoritative. So the verse says, well, once that's true, so maybe Rukhi also held like that. Rukhi quoted a brisa, but you want to know what Rukhi personally holds. We haven't proven that. Rukhi Nami, Lois Sabrali doesn't have to hold of it. The verse says, no. Hi, Mai. What is this that you're saying? Vishram Rabbi Yechon, Lois Sabrali. Rabbi Yechon does not hold of the brisa. Vishram Haki Lotono. That's why he didn't quote it. If Rukhiya held it wasn't authoritative, why was he quoting it? Rukhiya had taught this in Yeshiva that this is such a brice, so why is he quoting it if he feels it wasn't authoritative? Okay. Okay. Let's. They start some of the Rashi's. Itmar Garcina. Near me, Biftim, Shabbat, Bilchutz. Shemin Lechi, Roch, Voy, Letzar, Archa, Shamavi. Voy, Moshach, Kitsats, Roch, Voy, Kima, Klapichutz. El Hish, Vachudo, Hachitzen, Loivi, Kursli, Hamavi. He put it the way you normally picture how you put a Lechi, that the. That you put it at the edge. He did not extend it into Rishus Rabbim at all. From the outside, it looks like it's a thicker wall. From the outside, it's not visible that it's a lechi. Avchula panimi near mifnim. So he puts the length of the lechi across the width of the mavoi, so it extends out into the mavoi airspace. So somebody inside the mavoi sees this lechi sticking out into the airspace as he's walking out. But somebody from the outside, it just looks like the wall is thicker. Because it's older here. Leaving you hanging over here, I'm sorry.
So we're here where the Russians are.